Human rights activists are fighting to keep public attention focused on the crisis in the Darfur region of Sudan, where at least 200,000 people have been killed and 2 million displaced. A group called the Elders, a coalition of some of the world's most high-profile global citizens, traveled to Darfur earlier this month. Graça Machel, the wife of former South African President Nelson Mandela, was part of that journey. In her time in Sudan, she paid special attention to the sexual violence being committed against women in the refugee camps. NPR foreign correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt was the only journalist to accompany the Elders on their entire trip. She spoke with Graça Machel about what she saw and heard. Charlene joins us now in our studios. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
How did Graça Machel begin to hear from the women? Were they able to speak freely with her?
Well, initially they weren't, because there were state security people everywhere. And while Jimmy Carter, as you heard, got into a real contentious discussion, shall we say, with one of the security people who didn't want him to go where he wanted to go, Graça Machel was with the women at the water well. And she looked up and saw him, and she just told him to go away in no uncertain terms. And just like a little boy almost, he walked away. So she was able to speak freely with the women.
And tell us some of what she heard.
Well, you know, she engaged them about their children being in school and so forth. But the main thing was the kind of brutality that the women have been experiencing. That's what moved her the most.
Let's hear a short clip.
Because they need to survive, they need to go and get firewood. That's when they are also brutalized. They showed me that they throw you down and they beat you. And sometimes they use boots to kick them. They said, this is daily.
Charlene, who is attacking the refugees?
Well, they aren't exactly refugees. I mean, they're internally displaced people, because they are Sudanese. And it's a whole range of people. I mean, the ones the West knows about the most are the Janjaweed, this sort of militia that is supposed to be backed by the government, though the government denies it. But now they're bandits. They're all kinds of people who, you know, have some reason to brutalize these people. It's sometimes hard to know. And sometimes they're living among them.
What about the men in these camps? Are there not? Are there husbands or uncles, brothers? Are they not able to protect their family members?
Their families, but listen to what Graça got from them.
They said quite openly, they said, we'd rather be raped than have our men killed. And when you put a woman in a situation where she has to choose between a man, whether it's a husband or it's a son or whoever, she has to choose between being raped and this. I can't describe it.
It sounds as though this situation moved Graça Machel greatly, that she was very troubled by it.
Oh, it did. I mean, especially this part, because she said to them, why don't you take the men to protect you? And they said, we can't take the men. We lose our men. And, you know, I even asked the African Union troops, why don't you all protect the women? They don't have any weapons. And so they're basically there to observe, but not really do much.
Now, Graça Machel is a human rights pioneer in her own right. I mean, she's a person of great standing. Did she talk about how this situation compares to others that she has seen?
Well, you know, she talked about being very frustrated about this whole situation, but she was hopeful because South Africa, Mozambique, and she, as a former freedom fighter, champion, as you say, of women, have worked with groups that have worked with women in war-torn areas like Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and they have organizations like Accord and others that go in there and work with the women who are trying to rebuild their situations. So she's already, when I spoke with her this particular day, she had just finished meeting with a couple of these groups, organizing them to go back into Darfur and to work with the women.
Now, she called upon her vast experience across the continent, and at one point she was able to speak to the president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, about the conditions facing women in the camps. And here's a clip of what she told you about that conversation.
I said, Mr. President, I'm going to talk to you as a mother, as a wife, and as a sister. In any African culture, this is what I know better, you can do anything you want to a man. But don't touch his mother, don't touch his wife, and don't touch his sister. It's a question of honor.
And this is how Graça Machel said that President Bashir responded.
So at the end, he said to me that, you know, Mrs. Machel, I'd like you to come back and to go to Darfur. We will organize for you to go. you will see that there's no problem in Darfur. There's security. People are working, are going farming. I was there weeks ago. Rape. Oh, those women who are telling these stories, they have been instructed by Western people to tell these stories. They tell everybody who goes to the camp, but it's not true.
How did that sit with her?
It didn't. She was furious. And she said the only reason she sat in that room was she was with a delegation of the other elders. Otherwise, she would have walked out. She was frustrated. She was disappointed. But she said it wasn't going to stop her from trying to actually do something because she did believe the women. And the other thing that Grace Michelle wants to do is to organize doctors, not just general practitioners, but gynecologists. But a 10-year-old girl was raped just 2 days before we got there. So that you know that the damage to the organs of these women being violently abused, and these girls, they're going to need more than general practitioners. So this is one of the things she wants to try to appeal to the international community to do to help the women of Darfur.
And Charlene, I wanted to ask what that journey was like for you. You know, you've been all over the world, you've been all over the continent, but you were in pretty high cotton there. You know, the elders include former American President Jimmy Carter, Nobel Peace Prize winner Archbishop Desmond Tutu. I just wondered what was it like both to be with these men and women of such great stature and also but then to be witnessing such great suffering.
Well, you know, I think that speaking of God smiling on someone, I mean, I have been truly blessed to be in situations even when they've been difficult as they are in Darfur. I've been trying to get into Darfur for over a year to find hope, to see the suffering. I've seen it. But the thing that keeps me going and makes me want to be able to come and have a conversation with you, is to say to people that as hopeless as it may seem, the people who live there aren't hopeless. They live in hope that one day their troubles will be over. But I think the point is the international community mustn't stand by once again and see a people denied their humanity.
NPR foreign correspondent Charlene Hunter-Gault joined me here in our studios in Washington. Charlene is based in South Africa, and I do hope you'll come back and see us.
I'd love to.
Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.